understood the flat tax, regardless of how much you pay, you make, you know what, you know, you can estimate what you're gonna pay. You have Iowa to our west. They're trying to eliminate their income tax altogether. They've instituted a flat tax. It's gradually coming into play, and their governor is now working on the next step, taking Iowa to a no income tax state, so that they can compete with Florida, with, you know, Tennessee, with states that are actually the receivers right now of population migration, as opposed to Wisconsin, where we're losing out.
Do you think this is, I think this is a means to an end. If we really want to grow, and one of the big stories locally here is growing our population. If we want to grow our states, make it a place where people want to come to, relocate, not just individuals and families, but businesses large and small. What Iowa's doing, what other states like Florida and there's probably, how many other states have zero
tax? Right, there are 9 states right now that don't have an income tax at all.
And, so why are we lagging here?
Right. Well, and we are. And, you know, it gets to the old adage of if you're not moving forward, you're losing out. And that's what's happening in Wisconsin right now. If we look at the last few years, look at our business tax ranking or how we've been stagnated, you know, ever since Governor Walker left office in tax structure and tax reform. Other states have been making great strides and they're moving ahead of us. You have really, it's a war right now for workers. Workers are remote. They can go wherever they want, and states are competing for them. You have, you know, states like Mississippi and Arkansas, they're working towards it. Governor Huckabee Sanders in Arkansas is working on elimination. Even the Democratic governor in Colorado, when asked last year on the campaign trail, what should the tax rate in Colorado be? He said, well, it should be nothing. It should be zero. And he's trying to work in Colorado, a Democrat, to do
that. The trend is moving in that direction. So what do you say to people, and we're joined by Chris Reeder, Executive Vice President at the Institute for Reforming Government, also known as IRG. What do you say to people that say, well, how are we going to pay for stuff if we don't have a state income tax? What's the response?
Yeah, well, first, getting rid of the state income tax is not or doing a flat tax. It's not a game. It's not a sum loss where all of a sudden there's no other income coming into the state. You know, we worked with some UW economists about a year and a half ago, they put forward some modeling on what would happen if Wisconsin would eliminate the income tax. And because we do recognize Wisconsin gets a good amount of income from the income tax, it's over 40%, that would be a big shock to the system. So how do you make some of that up? We had the model out, well, what would happen if we would raise the sales tax just a little bit, 3%, still lower than what you pay in Chicago or Minneapolis or even the no income tax states where people are going to, like Florida has a higher sales tax than that. If you would do that, no income, a little bit higher on the sales, you know, they modeled out what that would mean for GDP growth. You know, $28 billion in new GDP growth in the state. The state, of course, gets a piece of that. So you have state revenues continue to grow. You have money going into families' pockets. They're spending that money. Sales tax is going up. You know, it really does have a multiplier effect as people have bigger paychecks that they go out and they spend that, and that increases revenue to the state at the end of the day.
What was the reception as people were testifying yesterday at the hearing in front of the Senate hearing committee? What was the reception? What were people saying?
Right. So unfortunately, it seems like at least some of the Democrats on the committee were stuck in old arguments. And we don't want to, you
know, give me a sense of that. Like what are they saying?
So they were just stuck on, you know, well, tax breaks for the wealthy. They were stuck on,
yeah, that's a
what
talking
are you going to do
point
for the poor?
It's just tiresome.
And that's what they were stuck on. They didn't, you know, they don't want to discuss and understand or believe, or maybe they just poll tested it and they want to stick with what poll tests, but they don't want to talk about, if you take, you know, the current person who's paying 3.54%, and knock their tax down to 3.25% or to zero, as I want to do, but that helps that person. They want to talk about, yeah, but gosh, the person at the top, they're also getting a tax cut and that's, you know, not fair to them. Well, if you're that poor person, why do you don't care? You want to see everybody succeed. That's what we want, is for everyone in Wisconsin to succeed. We want that person at the top, who usually is a small business owner, who's usually going to take that money and pump it back into the system, helping the person at the bottom. It's helpful. So we're focused on how do we grow to the future. Their points, unfortunately, are stuck in kind of a class warfare argument of the past.
And that's what we're trying to blow up, because I think this is a really good idea. And we should be, my opinion, on our way to removing the state income tax in Wisconsin. You want to grow this state. You want to be a place where a magnet, where people want to come to, businesses, individuals, families. That's one of the ways you do it. Chris Reeder joining us in studio, Executive Vice President from the Institute for Reforming Government. We will take a break. I want to get to some of the nuts and bolts, timelines, governor's response with Chris after this on WTMJ.
is the Steve Scafidi Show on WTMJ.
Old National Bank is asking businesses to get old. But first, they have questions.
Who runs my business if I get old?
You do. You can get old and remain young.
Is that possible?
With a commercial bank as good as Old National, yes.
What will it feel like to get old?
Well, business owners describe a feeling of euphoria, having local decision-making and committed relationship bankers.
Okay, one old guy coming up.
Introducing Old National Bank, where business relationships and results matter. Old National Bank, get old. Member FDIC.
It's Jeff Levering for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Up to bat is Pella's award-winning Easy Slide innovation. Look at that effortless horizontal window slide, letting in lots of light. And that roll? It's a double play. Like magic, the screen disappears when the window is closed. On deck is Pella's Reserve Series patio door, featuring the best lifetime warranty in the industry. Just look at that slide. It's a perfect fit. Order by April 30th and get 0% for 48 months at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
For three decades, Top Fitness has been the most respected name in home fitness from coast to coast, and now they've opened their newest and largest showroom in Brookfield. Top Fitness has the biggest and best selection of exercise equipment, accessories, and gym flooring to build your perfect home gym. This month, save big during the annual floor model sale. All floor models must go. Save up to 70% off store-wide for a limited time while supplies last. Plus, save up to $1,000 on pre-core treadmills and ellipticals. The Top Fitness team of experts can design your dream workout space with a complimentary 3D home gym design so you can visualize what getting fit in the comfort and safety of your own home will look like. They offer professional delivery and assembly. Plus, for a limited time, enjoy 12 months of interest-free financing. Stop by Top Fitness in Brookfield on Blue Mound Road and online at topfitness.com. Top Fitness, your best choice in home fitness equipment.
If you're looking for the finest in furniture finishing and heirloom restoration, by golly, it's Mullally. Mullally Furniture Finishing and Repair. Serving everywhere. Quality counts. Mullally Finishing.com.
I'm not against shopping online. In fact, you can check out our huge selection at BurkhartSportingGoods.com. But when you're ready to buy, Burkhart should be your only stop. Because here, you can grab hold of the Midwest's largest selection of baseball bats, gloves, and equipment, and take all the swings you need in our indoor batting cages to make sure you buy the right bat. And when you buy your new mitt, we'll steam and custom fit it for you right on the spot. This is Brian Burkhart, and when you love baseball and softball like we do,
you can't beat Burkhart.
If you're in charge of uniforms and equipment, you want to get the most value for your team's budget. You want the most for your money, and you want the process to be easy. Because you already have enough on your plate. We get it. Burkhart Sporting Goods Team Outfitting Division is the best you'll find. With an abnormally high customer satisfaction rate and our own silk screening and embroidery facility for quality control. So if you want the highest quality team outfitting and incredible service,
you can't beat Burkhart.
This is the Steve Scafidi Show on WTMJ.
Talking taxes this morning, my guest in the studio, Chris Reeder, Executive Vice President, Institute for Reform and Government, testified in Madison yesterday, a Senate hearing, State Senate, led by Devin LeMahieu on this flat tax proposal. Was it 3.25%?
Yeah, the proposal
will get us to 3.25%. There you go. You were off mic there for a second. 3.25%.
Correct.
So a couple things. Governor's response, I don't think he's had one yet to yesterday's hearing, but his thought on flat tax or no state income tax. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, so he has stated, at least through his team, that a flat tax was not something he would support. He has not put out a comment that we've seen, at least, on the plan that we had put out a year and a half ago to eliminate. So that one is still, there's still hope on that one, although, you know, obviously the prognosis for long-term reform with this governor is, you know, we're not going to eliminate it this budget. We'd have to set up steps to get there.
You made a great point in the break, though, that the governor did sign essentially a Republican budget 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, there may be, and if you listen to what the press is reporting, media is reporting, that there may be some softening of positions because of elections, which have consequences, as we all know, that perhaps there's a moment here where Wisconsin can have some political clarity on both sides. We can get away from some of those dumb, empty arguments of the past, right, and actually look forward. Again, I don't want to keep overstating this, but there's opportunity here to fix some of the things that ail us. And if we can be a leader on taxation policy in the Midwest, like, I mean, my goodness, Illinois, they beat us to the punch on flat tax. I mean, come on.
Right. Nope. Absolutely. The governor signed the tax cut last year that was put in front of him. It was a $3.5 billion tax cut. $2 billion of that, just under $2 billion, was towards personal income tax. So he's done it before. It might not have been his proposal that he came out of the gates with, but he signed it. And, you know, look what happened. He was able to campaign on it successfully. He, you know, look at the revenues of the state. It has worked. All the predictions that groups like ours say will happen if you cut taxes happened. And that's partly why the state has a really healthy surplus right now. So there is that opportunity. If the right plan is put in front of him, certainly would have to tackle what he has stated as his priorities. If you look at his budget proposal, it does include a tax cut. It's a tax cut that is brought about through tax credits, largely aimed at people making, you know, on the lower end, 100,000 and under. It doesn't impact the top rates, where we think if you want to drive economic activity, you really need to touch. But he has put together that tax plan. It's of course also offset with some tax increases on manufacturers and others that drive the economy, that hopefully is a non-starter. But there's a glimmer of hope that last year can be repeated this year with the right tax plan.
So a couple texters alluded to the surplus. So how much of the conversation yesterday in Madison was that surplus and how that might impact these decisions on taxation? Was that a big part of it? Not much?
It wasn't part of the hearing yesterday, but it certainly will be and needs to be in the next 2 months, right? Kind of setting the stage for where the state is. Yesterday's hearing was on that tax plan. At the same time, right now, the state budget committee is working on the overall state budget. So as they balance out a tax cut and where spending for the state goes, that has to be a huge component. You know, spending in the state has been too high for many sessions. It usually increases faster than inflation. The governor's budget this time takes it way higher, from $89 billion over to over $106 billion. But as we look at how do you set good spending constraints into place, how do you fund the priorities, like, you know, things that both sides care about, education and hopefully something on mental health and healthcare, and kind of figure out what those priorities are. We have the surplus sitting there that we think should be used to also help, you know, fund those priorities, but smooth the way to a significant bold tax reform, like a flat tax right now, but hopefully that's a pathway towards a future discussion on complete elimination, like what I was doing. Governor Reynolds is doing great things there.
Yes, which again, they're showing some leadership, and hopefully we have that here in Wisconsin. So I'm a big fan of action plans. For many of our listeners, folks who will listen to the podcast, watch us on YouTube, TV, whatever, what can we do, regular folks, taxpayers, residents of Wisconsin, to kind of push this forward? Because I know there's a lot of people that love the idea, but again, the idea is one thing. The action plan and getting this passed and signed is the thing. So what can we do?
Yeah, so I think we really do need people to step up and to, you know, it's the most basic function of a citizenry to reach out and talk to your lawmakers. Whether you are at the lower income bracket and you know that getting an extra couple $100 in your paycheck is going to mean a heck of a lot to your family. If you are a small business, and right now 50% of employment in the state is through small businesses, you know, don't want to bore your audience with stats, but of those small businesses, most of them, 9 out of 10, pay the individual income tax rate. So they're paying at the top level. If folks like that would step up, reach out, tell their story about what they would actually do with that money. There's this myth in Madison that they are just going to sock it away. They're not going to invest. They're not going to hire. They're not going to increase wages. We think they will. The economics says that they will. So the more stories like that can be out there of people saying, yeah, if you take my 7.65% high tax rate as a small business owner and knock that down to 3.25% or hopefully 0 at some point, that is more money to hire, to increase wages, to help grow the economy. That's where that money will go. But right now there's this false belief that people will just pocket that money and walk away with it and not turn it back into the economy.
It's a proposal, I think, that is long overdue. And again, I'll go back to the point I made at the beginning. This is a chance to be a leader on this issue in the Midwest and to be a state as strong and as awesome to live in as Wisconsin, live, work, play, and have a zero state income tax You want to show leadership? That's one of the ways you do it. So I thank my thanks to Chris Reeder, Executive Vice President, Institute for Reform and Government, for showing up in Madison yesterday, testifying and leading the kind of holding the banner for, at least at this point, a flat tax. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
We'll take a break. You're listening to WTMJ.
You're listening to the Steve Scafidi Show on WTMJ. Eighth series of the year, and these young guns are earning their stripes.